Hopefully that truck is picked up and ready to go before school dinner time this afternoon as well.
Yeah, well, let's hope it should be by the next few hours.
Because
don't know about dinner.
It'll be hectic. Well, it depends on what time you call dinner, though.
What, 7:30 later tonight?
7:30 is not dinner time.
Yeah, it is. Why? What do you have? What time do you have dinner?
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah. 5:30. It's always been 5:30.
Like, are you serious?
Even when I was a kid, we'd have dinner done and dusted by 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Jeez, ours was normally about 6:37.
Depends. What? And now you have it at 7:30.
Yeah.
Far too late.
No.
It is. They even say, like, I don't know who they are, but they say you shouldn't eat after 8 p.m.
Well, I'm not eating at 8 p.m.
But if you're having dinner at 7:30.
Yeah, dinner's 7:30, straight into bed straight after.
No, 5:30.
Because it makes you sleepy, eating so much at dinner time.
I think it's...
So you go to sleep straight after, do you? Like six,
no.
Six...
What, do you go to bed straight after you eat dinner?
Yeah.
Who are you? What? Are you...
I'm normal. What? Who are you?
13353, what time do you have dinner? Is it 5:30? Let's just say most people say 5:30. But
they do not.
It's
most people are way too busy to... Like, they're only just getting home from work.
I think 7:30, 8 o'clock is far too late.
All right. It's 13353, prove Jay wrong, 5:30.
Well, all my friends say it's nursing hour time, but,
is it? I think it's six-year-old time,
it
maybe.
It is not. It's nice to have it over and done with. Then you can kick back, relax, watch TV and, you know, get some stuff done, work. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Oh, okay, fine. I'll see what the people say.
Sharon from Netherdale, what time do you have dinner at your place?
Hey, now I'm not from Netherdale anymore. I'm now from Mount Osa.
Hey, upgraded.
You're going to Zabi's all the time, right?
All right, what time do you have dinner? Yeah.
Okay, I have it after 6 because I get home after 6, but Dave, you're doing the wrong thing because that's what the sumo wrestlers do. They eat, they get full, and then they go and sleep, but that's how they keep their weight.
So, Sharon, what you're saying is I'm an elite athlete. Is that what you're saying?
You don't eat and then sleep. You
sumo wrestler Dave.
I'm not saying you're a sumo wrestler.
Oh, it's not so many words you did.
Keep digging, Chaz. Keep digging.
Oh, my God. This is the best. All right. Thank you for the call. Karen's call this as well. 13353. Karen, what time do you eat dinner?
Well, sometimes I don't even decide what I want till about 8 and I start cooking then.
Oy, that's very late, isn't it? Don't you think 8 o'clock is late?
No.
It's 5:30 is way too early. 5:30 is retired.
So Jay's an old man.
I've always been a bit of an old soul. 13353 is the number.
Dinner's around about 7:30, just before you go to sleep. It's the best way to go to sleep, on a full belly.
Yeah, but you're not meant to do that, because I think metabolism has to, because your body goes into, like, rest mode.
Yeah.
And you're not, isn't your metabolism, like...
As if I'm a scientist.
13353 is the phone number. What time is your dinner time at your place?
Raylene, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
All right. What time is your dinner?
Well, I have to agree with Jay. We eat around 6 o'clock.
See, it's way too early.
Over and done with, and you get other stuff done. You don't have to worry about, cooking meal later, right?
Well, my husband calls it pensioner o'clock.
That's how I kind of feel. Like, it is early, but once you get it over and done with, like, you're not stuck waiting on food later in the night.
I can see you rocking backwards and forwards in your recliner and with a doily and everything.